Hello, class. So, we've been reading about the supposed benefits of vertical farming. While it sounds like a futuristic solution to our food problems, the reality is far from perfect. The concept is intriguing, but a closer look reveals several significant drawbacks that challenge the idea that it's a truly sustainable or practical solution for large-scale food production. First, let's talk about the environmental impact, specifically energy consumption. The article boasts about reduced land and water use, but it conveniently overlooks the massive amount of energy required to run these facilities. To replicate the power of the sun, vertical farms rely on huge arrays of powerful artificial lights, not to mention the energy needed for climate control and water circulation systems 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In many cases, the carbon footprint from this electricity consumption, especially if it comes from fossil fuels, can be much larger than that of a traditional farm. Second, the idea that vertical farms can produce a wide variety of crops to feed a city is, at this point, a bit of a fantasy. The current technology and economic model are really only viable for a very limited range of produce, mostly leafy greens like lettuce and herbs. The staple crops that provide the bulk of the world's calories, like wheat, rice, corn, and potatoes, are completely impractical to grow in these systems. They require too much space and have a much longer growth cycle, making them economically unfeasible for vertical farming. So we can't really rely on it for our primary food needs. Lastly, let's address the economic feasibility. The article suggests vertical farms will lead to cost savings. However, the initial setup costs for these high-tech facilities are astronomical. We're talking about millions of dollars for the building, the sophisticated lighting, and the automated systems. These high investment costs, combined with the massive ongoing expense of electricity, mean that the produce from vertical farms is often significantly more expensive than produce from traditional farms. This makes it a luxury product, not a solution for feeding the general urban population, especially those with lower incomes. The promise of affordable fresh food for everyone just isn't being met.